Readings and homily for August 1st.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. The Israelites said to them, "What would we have died in the Lord's hand, in the land of Egypt, as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread? But you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day, the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus, I will test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening twilight, you shall eat flesh, and in the morning, you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. In the morning, a dew lay all about the camp. And when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, 'What is this?' For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, 'This is the bread of the Lord. He has given it to you to eat.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Set them in abundance. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, I declare and testify in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. That is not how you learn Christ. Assuming that you have heard of him and were taught in him, as truth is in Jesus, that you should put away the old self of your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created in God's way, in righteousness and holiness of truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When I was in seminary, I took a course on the Eucharist, and our professor, again, would share with us some of those miracles of the Eucharist. I think this was maybe shortly before the couple of books came out talking about these particular miracles. He told this story, though, that was a little unlike, you know, what the usual Eucharistic miracles were like. He said that NASA was doing some experimenting with a special type of camera that could see the energy levels in a human body, then which can be seen on a monitor. This energy shows up as an aura around the body. So NASA's interest in that experiment, in order to do that, was to investigate the effects of space travel on astronauts in orbit. They started their experiments in a hospital, and they discovered that when a person is dying, the aura around the body is thinner until that person dies. The head scientist carrying out this investigation, him and his associate, were behind a two-way mirror beside one of those particular rooms. And in this particular room, there was a man, elderly man, who was dying. And they could see with their camera from his pocket, they could see from their camera that the aura around him was thin. And then there was a man that entered the room, and they saw something with a light that was flashing from his pocket. The man then took that object from his pocket, and he did something. And the whole room was filled with light. And their cameras, they could no longer see what was happening. So they thought it was the camera malfunctioning. Then they ran down to the room to see what was causing so much light to appear in their camera. They discovered that the dying man was being given Holy Communion from a Catholic priest. Afterwards, with their camera, they could see that the aura around that dying man was thicker. It was brighter. This moved the scientist so much that he got back into his Catholic faith and some years later was ordained a Catholic priest just from conducting that experiment. That dying man was strengthened by receiving our Lord in Holy Communion. Our Lord Jesus in the Holy Eucharist was the food for his soul. The dying man's spirits were uplifted since that aura around him was thicker and brighter. Lying sick in his hospital bed, we could say that he had nothing, that the aura obviously was much thinner. Last Sunday, we heard about the miracle of the loaves and the fishes. Jesus is the clear proof of the truth that God always provides for our needs. After miraculously feeding the 5,000 men and their families, our Lord begins to teach them, as we heard today, about the bread of life. And he immediately noticed that people were not interested in his teachings. They were interested in that physical bread, that miracle that he fed so many people. They wanted more. Obviously, their motivation in following our Lord was materialistic. It was selfish, to say. So he gave them this advice, not to work for food that perishes, but for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. And they still didn't get it. Then we heard those powerful words of our Lord at the end of today's gospel. I am the bread of life, he says. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. This statement is an invitation. It's an invitation to you and to me. The invitation to accept Jesus into our lives. I'm sure most of you would say, well, yes, I'm here. I'm here every Sunday, 9 a.m. Mass, to give worship to our Lord and to receive him in the Holy Eucharist. But this statement is not only an invitation, it's a challenge. It's a challenge for us. a challenge for us that to know that, yes, He, our Lord, is the only bread of life. And do we believe this? Do we realize that our aura shines bright when we receive Him? Our appetite for worldly food will perish. And we already have realized and experienced that. But yet, like some people, we just want to crave more. We can take that away from food and look at the other materials. Do we crave more money? Do we crave more finances? Do we crave more fame? What a wonderful question, I think, we could ask ourselves. What am I hungry for? And what is it? And it's a wonderful examination of conscience. What am I hungry for? And am I hungry for you, Lord? What do I crave? And for the many people that have been away because of the pandemic, hopefully there was a yearning in their soul to receive our Lord, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist. What do I crave, Lord? What am I hungry for? Do you feel you have everything? If that's the case, then there could be no room for Jesus to work miracles in your life. Our Lord is the only one who can brighten a NASA camera so much that the scientists could not see what was happening in the room. Everything passes, we know that. Every one of us will die. But it's our Lord Jesus who remains. Again, great reminder these next few weeks in this Bread of Life discourse. Let's enjoy. Let's enjoy those words of the Holy Gospel. Let's enjoy this feast that we're ready to celebrate this morning. Each time we come to Holy Mass. And let's not wait till December to echo the words, O come, let us adore Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and life of the world to come. Amen. At the tables of the Word and of the Eucharist, the Lord nourishes us on our pilgrim way. With gratitude for His goodness, we make our intercession as one.
For Pope Francis, Bishop James, and all the leaders of the Church, that guided by their vocation, they will help the faithful restore belief in the real presence of Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the leaders in our government and for leaders abroad, that they will put aside selfish desires and work for unity and take care of the most vulnerable in the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, that all believers in the world may be united by the sound of God's voice and become one in the breaking of the bread, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all who hunger for freedom, that God will free those imprisoned unjustly, those caught in human trafficking, or those who live under oppression. In your great mercy, Father, heal their pain and give them hope. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are away from the church or away from God, that they may realize that the longing in their hearts can be satisfied by responding to the call of the Good Shepherd. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for us gathered here today, that we who are nourished at the banquet table of life may go forth and share the goodness of God to all we encounter. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the faithful departed. That through our prayers and this holy sacrifice, they may be seated at the feast on God's holy mountain in heaven, and especially for Tony Rizzi, for whom this Mass is offered. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, Father of Christ, the bread of life, through this Eucharist, make us grow in holiness and goodness, and grant what we ask in faith through Christ our Lord.
Amen. As the altar is prepared, we invite you to join us in singing our hymn of preparation, Lord, You Have Come, which can be found on page 729 of your hymnal.
Spend myself. spoken my name.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Graciously sanctify these gifts, O Lord, we pray, and accepting the oblation of this spiritual sacrifice, make of us an eternal offering to you through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For when your children were scattered afar by sin, through the blood of your Son and the power of the Holy Spirit, you gathered them again to yourself, that a people formed as one